Case number 11,010, Anthony G. Cassano III, east of Road 638, Cedar Corners Road, approximately 950 feet south of Route 40, Redden Road, a special use exception to place a manufactured home as a medical hardship for a period of 2 years.
Evening, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Anthony Cassano, 16771 Cedar Corners Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Can you raise your left hand?
I'm sorry.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, how are you?
Very well, and yourself?
Doing good. A little hot today, been working in the sun all day.
It's your bus, sir.
We have a hardship on our property. It was for our mother-in-law who passed away at this beginning of March of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to continue it to help out another family member who was fell apart basically because of the economy and nervous problems and different things. So we're just trying to help them out. They lost everything in the economy, and my sister-in-law is went mental illness right now, so we're just trying to help them out to get them back on their feet, basically.
Okay, and I see you have a letter from the doctor, and it's for depression, anxiety disorder?
Yes.
And they have phoned? Okay. I'm ready. And you said this was for your...
It was for my mother-in-law. She passed away beginning of March of this year.
Okay.
And it's for who now?
And it's for...
For who now?
It's for my her son and sister-in-law.
Okay.
Both of them?
My wife's...
Both of them?
Yes.
Okay.
And their children. They have two children.
All right, sir. Mr. Workman, do you have any questions?
No. Your answer.
I'm sorry?
The rancher, he just answered.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. Mrs. Isaacs, after 2008 was the request to the Planning and Zoning Office made each year to the director to extend that?
Yes. What happened was they've had approval the whole time, but the mother-in-law passed away.
Right.
We made contact, and he's coming back to start all over.
Okay, but I mean, each year after 2008, they came back. Okay.
He's always made contact, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions?
No other questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mill. There being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Having heard no testimony that the use would substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring and adjacent properties, I make a motion that we approve the request for a period of 2 years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,010 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reason you stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And aye, Mr. Conway, for the reasons that have been stated, and again, for a period of 2 years. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,010 is approved at this time.
I thank you all.
Have a great evening.
You too, sir.